for a second. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for a pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number six is discussion possible action approval to solicit bids for site hearing and development on the future fire and ambulance facility. You guys, I know she emailed you the maps and then these are bigger ones, they're easy to see. What this would be is for Glenn to solicit bids for the site clearing and site prep hold, nothing with the building. He's finalizing those plans. One thing that I know that is a minor change is he was gonna leave this, these were gonna be trees in this area. This is actually gonna get moved for site clearing here, just for the ability then to see the building again better, so.
And it's gone through the tribal historic?
Yes, they've done their.
Historic preservation?
They've done their onsite to the whole thing actions.
We're not planning on doing anything with Raven Lake Road then?
Not at this point.
Okay.
This is just to authorize Glenn and Bert to solicit bids for the clearing of the site and the site work.
Okay, when you say clearing and development, you're talking about clearing the trees?
Clearing the trees.
And then development, you're talking about?
The land?
Yeah, it'll be the clear, the earthwork.
Okay.
And to get the rate.
Dirt.
And dirt work.
Do we, at this point, have a copy of the Sherman Morrison's contract? I didn't see one either.
I believe Nancy has it.
Yeah.
We'll get that for you.
I'd like for the board to take a look at that. And I'll leave it, look it over.
Sure.
And I did have a question on, let's see. Yeah, on this map.
Mm-hmm.
I see in the upper right there, it's done by J&amp;D.
Yep. JB Design Site Engineers.
Site Design and Engineer.
Yep. It's a, he uses subs in terms of this and for his electrical, you'll see it on the plumbing.
So he's a subcontractor for?
For Glenn.
For Glenn, okay, so Glenn is responsible for it there.
Right, he's got architecture north right in the corner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I got the, that's where I got the.
Yeah, that is through Glenn.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd really like to have, anytime we have new work being contracted, I'd like to have the contracts before the board so that we can all see it.
Okay.
I think that would be useful.
I will make sure Nancy gets that to you.
Thank you.
I guess we'd be looking for a motion to authorize the.
The site clearing?
Soliciting the bids for the site clearing and site prep.
Okay, I'll move for approval of soliciting bids for site clearing and development.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit bids for the site clearing and development. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Now we need a motion to adjourn.
Question?
Yes.
Is the people that harvest wood for a living, is that something that, is the site too small to have somebody come in and pay us for doing that?
Well, I'm sure any contractor that comes in to, and bids on it, they're gonna put a value on the wood, you know.
Okay.
There isn't a lot of timber in there, it was cut, and most of it's oak.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're gonna wind up with somebody who has used for hardwood.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Norm?
Related to the JB Engineering,
how does it work as far as payment to a firm like that that is subcontracted through Glenn?
That's Glenn. He sends us a bill and he pays those subcontractors. They're not anywhere.
So none of that billing comes to you, it goes directly to him?
Correct.
And then he will do, how does, you got Glenn here and the town board over here. What connects the two then with respect to all of the billing and keeping that $6 million expenditure straight?
With Glenn and the clerk and the treasurer, you know, he sends a bill in, then they process it, or the board will have to approve it.
Okay.
Yes.
And but will the reporting change in any way to you? Are you going to get a printout of?
I would think so, because it's a completely separate account.
It's a project.
It's a separate bank account. It's not going to be mingled in with our general accounts in any way.
All right. And the last question is, how does this fit into the bigger picture as far as the calendar is concerned? You just approved this. This is going to be done. What are the next steps?
The next one will be he'll have the plans done for the building itself, where then we'll solicit bids for that.
All right, there'll be monthly reports coming to you, or
I would think so, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Once we get into this, it's going to be monthly report on progress of it.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, thanks. Just asking on the development part of the site. So the site's been identified. Does that mean the well is going to be developed as part of the septic?
But that'll all be in with the building.
So that means then that the site already has been perked and the wellhead site has been identified?
No, the site itself has not been perked. It's 42 acres. In terms of, you know, I know you've brought that up several times, worried about a perk test. That's all sand and gravel out there.
Where?
It will perk.
It's a lot of septage going into that site and water. It's important to
it's,
do.
It's two bathrooms, men's and women's bathroom.
Yes.
It probably will use less water than your home, because it won't be used really daily.
So might be. Where will the trench drains, where are they going?
The
trench drains in the floor, or the?
Those are going to drain to a catch.
Okay.
And that the reason I ask the question is that some of us have experience with having sites that did not follow through in the past in our experience. Yeah. So it's
typically around this area, if you're trying to build or put a septic in a place where it won't go, you can't get it, you're building in a swamp.
Or on rock.
Or on rock. You know, maybe you're a Prescott.
That said, could you also answer a question for me? I know you said these new plans are for the site are under Architecture North. Isn't Glenn supposed to be operating as his self versus utilizing a company that's not been in business?
That's not been in business?
Well, I believe that the reading from the town lawyer said that he advised that Glenn be contracted as Glenn Morrison, not as Architecture North.
And he's got all his licenses and everything.
Yeah, he's been reinstated the firm license.
His partner is no longer with
Architecture North.
Great, thanks. It was reported as that.
Yes, Kay.
You said there won't be water other than the bathrooms. Don't they have to wash trucks down? What's this hazard shower? How is that?
Well, yeah, you've got bathrooms. You'll have a shower there. These aren't going to be, you know, it's not like somebody is there every day, all day living there. Their bathrooms, you know, you know, there might be days where nobody goes to the firehouse. So, you know, its water usage is going to be less than your home. Yeah. I don't know if the water goes up there. Yes.
Where do the tanker trucks normally get filled now?
At the hydrants.
Oh, right off the city water,
yep.
Town water, okay.
Well, it's owned by the tribal water, so yes.
Two things, one, going back to the Glenn being know, having subcontractors, that I'm assuming there's something in the contract or something that makes it so that way Glenn is totally responsible, no liens can be put on the property against the town, right?
They're contracted with him, not with the town.
Okay, and then the second thing is, I don't know how this works, so the loan from the bank, do you just draw upon it when you need money, or is the money sitting in an account?
We just draw upon it when we need it. When we send, when we get a bill, we send a copy onto the bank, they release the funds to a separate account, we pay the bill.
Okay, I was just gonna say, I was sitting in an account, I'm sure it's interest bearing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn at 12:10?
Second.
Motion been made, second to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you for coming on this beautiful Friday afternoon.